here on Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now. Hey, thank you so much for checking us out, whether you listen for 5 minutes or 5 hours. We really appreciate it. We know you got a lot of options out there, and the fact that you check out the show, that's awesome. If you share it with friends, that's cool too. You can check us out, Joe and McKenzie, on Twitter and Instagram, joeandmckenzie.com. Good way to find everything. And of course, you can always check out our podcast wherever you get your podcast. Just search for Joe and McKenzie. Got the whole show here this morning. Well, almost. We got myself, Joe. McKenzie's not feeling so hot today. She had to take the day off. I hope she feels better. We got Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, intern Chloe, and our technical producer, Lenny Bree. His birthday today. So once again, happy birthday to Lenny, celebrating his big birthday today.
And you can show him some love on our Instagram at Joe and McKenzie.
833-563-2539. I have a friend. He is, I would say, in a somewhat serious relationship. Still his girlfriend, but she says, listen, you are a 30-year-old man. You need to stop doing this. What is it? It's playing video games. She says that as an adult man, he should not be playing the new Call of Duty game.
Oh my God.
And they're talking about the holidays coming up, like, hey, babe, what are you doing for Christmas? And he wants to get the new Madden game. I mean, come on. Every year that game comes out, even though it's the same thing, we all want to get it if you play video games, whether you're a guy or a girl. But she says, no, you as an adult, a 30-year-old man, it's just as bad as a little kid playing Fortnite. You need to knock it off. Now, I could see if this was all consuming and this guy like had like a beard for days, didn't shower, bathe, didn't go to his job, like lost his career because he was playing Call of Duty online. But does it matter if you're 13, 33, or 83 as a man or a woman if you play video games? 833-563-2539. Because I told him, I'm like, dude, I'll talk about this on the show because I think your girl's wrong.
I am going to be surprising, and I think you're totally right. I think this girlfriend is wrong. My boyfriend, that's so funny that you said that. He literally was playing Modern Warfare, which is the new Call of Duty game, last night. So I go over to his house and he was playing it and stuff like that. And I was kind of like making fun of him. But I just think that's so hard to say, to have an age cutoff for something like that, because truly our generation is a first generation where gaming is a part of people's everyday lives. And these are mature games. We're not talking like this is Atari, which I don't even know what Atari is, but like it definitely wasn't as sophisticated as some of the games that are out today. So I think video games are going to be something that our generation is still going to be playing at the age of 70.
Let's go to Brandy this morning. Hey, Brandy, thanks for calling into Joe McKenzie. What do you think?
Hey, I think your friend needs to dump his girlfriend and get a gamer girl.
Are you a gamer girl?
Completely and totally. So they exist. And I'm not talking like nerdy type. No, me and my group of girlfriends are all very cute and very attractive, and we are all gamers.
Would you mind, just like it could be off air, like would you mind just DMing us, Joe and McKenzie? I just want to see you and your cute girlfriends. Maybe send us a photo like gaming or something.
Oh, yeah, I'll send you pictures of all of
them,
yeah.
That'd be awesome. No, see, luckily, I mean, I don't know if my wife Lindsay's listening. Maybe she would speak out, but I don't think she gets mad at me for playing video games. I don't do them that often, but it's like, I don't see what the problem is. Once again, if you're not messing up your job or your career or ignoring family members.
Or, like, responsibilities. If you're not ignoring, like, daily responsibilities, like spending time with your children or, I don't know, taking out the trash or helping your, like, significant other around the house, whatever. If you're not ignoring that, then I think it's fine. It's the same thing as me watching, like, my YouTube videos or me watching, like, the Kardashians. Like, they would rather just play video games than watch the Kardashians. That's okay.
Brandy, thank you for calling in. Let's go to Tiny this morning. Hey, Tiny, you're on Joe and McKenzie. What you want to say?
Hey, so my husband is 36 years old, and every year he buys the new Madden game, and I have no problem with it at all. As long as he does what he's supposed to do around the house, like, that's fine. But, you know, late at night when all the kids go to bed and he wants to play, he can play.
Do you ever play with him?
You know what? When we first got together, I did, but that is not my thing. So
It's tough as a guy, and I'm sure if there's girls out there that are gamer girls and their guys aren't, it's tough to be like, this is so fun. I'm like, oh my gosh, you're terrible at the game. Like when I play Call of Duty, I'm like, Lindsay, You're ruining my kill streak.
See, that's exactly what my boyfriend would say. My sister, I was on the phone with my sister last night, and my sister likes video games. She likes to play Fortnite, and so does her husband, and they're both in their 30s, and she was like, play with him. Like, that's sweet. Like, that's cute, whatever. It shows that you're interested. I'm like, I don't even think my boyfriend would want me to, because he'd be like, you're ruining my scores. Or I don't even know how it goes.
My boyfriend and I, we just played Xbox One yesterday. We were playing NHL 18, and I taught him how to play. And I crushed him, but I mean, it's fun. So, I mean, I'm 31, so, and I play, I'm responsible, right?
I just think that it is totally a thing that's going to be normal in our society. And as we get older, we're going to be 50 years old and people are still going to play video games. That's just like what the culture is now.
Joe, when I like eventually get internet and Wi-Fi, I'll play you on Xbox Live, Call of Duty. Who do you think will win? Would you be embarrassed if you lost to
a gay guy?
And there's no way you have the new Call of Duty.
I mean, I'll get it.
He'll steal it.
No, I won't.
He'll make Hostage Boy go in there, put this in your pants, walk out and run. And now, what was your question? I'm sorry. I thought you were telling a joke about getting Wi-Fi.
Oh, no, I said, would you be offended? Like, if I played you in Call of Duty and you lost, would you be offended if you lost to a gay guy?
No,
like,
I don't care if you're gay, straight, bi, whatever. I mean, I'm not going to lose. I'm really good at these games.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who or how old you are or what you identify as. If Joe is losing, he's going to be upset about it.
Yeah, poor chap. Maybe you could identify as a loser if I beat you. Then we could do that one.
Could you see me live? I'd be like, hey, I just killed Joe.
I would be rooting for you in the background. Like, yeah, go pork chop.
Headshot.